Craig Wright's favorite version of Bitcoin Cash is winning the hash rate war, for now. Good evening. I'm Bailey Reitzel, and this is Late Confirmation from CoinDesk, bringing you the top stories from Tuesday, November 13th. Also on today's show, Bitmain is taking an unknown thief to court, and several oil giants are backing a new blockchain platform. Stay tuned for more on these stories on today's show. Ahead of Thursday's hard fork of Bitcoin Cash, the war of the mining pools is becoming even more lopsided. Data from CoinDance indicates that Bitcoin Cash mining pools will run a version of the software called Bitcoin SV, an alternative to the Bitcoin ABC software most widely used by the network today. In fact, early signs suggest Bitcoin SV may control some 76.39% of the hash power utilized in mining blocks over the last 24 hours. Bitcoin SV is a creation of Enchain, the project led by Craig Wright, who has claimed to be Satoshi Nakamoto but has not provided proof. SV's hash power advantage is up from 73.62% just a day ago, while the hash power of rivals OKMiner and Mempool has fallen to just 3.47% each. While Bitcoin Cash has undergone several hard forks over its one-year lifespan, the forthcoming one, set for November 15th, doesn't have consensus from all the community. The argument started over which set of upgrades should be included in the code change, and less than a week from the activation date, the debate looks like it's going to split Bitcoin Cash into two different cryptocurrencies. Next up, an ongoing legal battle between XRP investors and payment startup Ripple is entering its next phase. Attorneys for Ripple Labs and its affiliated defendants filed to move a consolidated class action lawsuit from its previous venue at the San Mateo Superior Court to the U.S. District Court, Northern District of California, according to court documents published Wednesday. The defendants argued that the consolidated suit matches the requirements for a case to be brought before the higher federal court. In addition to the request to change the venue, Ripple's attorneys hinted at the company's defense against the suit, which alleges that the XRP token is a security issued by Ripple. The defendants now include Ripple Labs and its subsidiary, XRP2, as well as a number of high-profile people, including Brad Garlinghouse, Chris Larson, and Ben Lasky. Japanese IT giant GMO has reported a loss of 640 million yen, about $5.6 million, for its cryptocurrency mining business in the third quarter of 2018. Revealed in the firm's latest financial report, which was published on Monday, that figure is markedly worse than its Q2 loss of 360 million yen, or about $3.2 million. GMO said the drop was due to a worsening external environment and increasing depreciation costs. Overall, however, the firm saw a slight increase in revenue from mining, with Q3 revenue coming in at 1.23 billion yen, or about $10.78 million. About $500,000 more than in Q2. Meanwhile, the company's exchange business has more positive news for Q3, netting profits of 740 million yen, about $6.5 million, which is up 34.4% compared to the previous quarter. Exchange revenue came in at 1.36 billion yen, or about $11.92 million for the same period. And finally, oil industry giants Shell and BP are among a group of firms planning to launch a blockchain platform to automate post-trade processes in the energy industry by the end of 2018. VACT Global, the consortium building the platform, revealed the news at a digital commodity summit hosted by S&P Global Platts on Monday. The effort effectively intends to help oil companies replace paper-based documentation with smart contracts, a move expected to cut costs, reduce the risk of errors, and make post-trade processes more efficient. The platform will comprise a secure, real-time blockchain-based platform to manage physical energy transactions, according to the group. VACT Global said earlier this week that the blockchain platform would be run as a new venture by the consortium members, to be managed and operated as an independent entity. Regulatory approvals for the venture are pending. For more on today's stories and to subscribe to our newsletters, check out Coindesk.com. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Coindesk. For Coindesk, I'm Bailey Reitzel, and this has been Late Confirmation.